Only because the culture at the county has become dysfunctional, and I feel the leadership displayed by these three managers has fallen woefully short of expectations. There's been a significant amount of public and private backbiting, if you will, posturing between the three, and I think, unfortunately, this has hurt the public's confidence in the county.
And what will happen tomorrow? Will a decision be made at tomorrow's meeting?
No, a final decision will not be made tomorrow. Per county's agreements that we have, any termination has to take place at a regularly scheduled board meeting. However, we will have a discussion at the end of our transportation workshop about the latest issue regarding the email record request and the email issue. We'll discuss, I'm sure, my a letter that I sent out today. Perhaps there'll be a vote of no confidence taken tomorrow, but we're unable to make a final decision until our next board meeting, which is a week from tomorrow on the 17th. And I asked for the resignations by next Tuesday, the 16th. And if that does not happen, then when we have the discussion on the 17th, I will, ask, my fellow board members to immediately terminate the three.
And if that does happen, do you think that the county would still be on the hook for 1 year of salary from these administrators?
Well, we'll have to look at the individual contracts. It's my understanding that with the county administrator and the county attorney, it's 1 year pay. With the internal performance auditor, I believe it's three months salary. But it wouldn't be the remainder of the contract per se, because I think the county administrator goes to the end of 11, and the county attorney, I think, is until 2014. However, their contract states 1 year. So it wouldn't be the entire length of the contract.